Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Hello and welcome to the Strang Report. I'm Steve Strang. Today we're going to talk about what is holiness and what does it mean to be a Pentecostal. My guest is Bishop Doug Beacham of the International Pentecostal Holiness Church, who I interviewed at a recent convention. So there's a little bit of ambient noise, but what he has to share is really worth listening to. And we're going to talk about this and also what is happening in his denomination. So stay tuned after this message.
Do you or a loved one need healing from cancer or disease? Then join David E. Taylor for the 2017 National Crusade Against Cancer from August 2nd through 5th in Taylor, Michigan. When you come to this crusade, you'll receive your healing and deliverance from God where you and your family need it most. You'll experience the power of the kingdom, and you'll experience the Father. Childcare is provided at every service, and registration is free. So call the 24/7 Global Prayer at 1-877-THE-GLORY. That's 1-877-843-4567 for your free VIP seating. For more information, visit joshuamediaministries.org. That's joshuamediaministries.org.
Welcome back. Today I'm talking to Bishop Doug Beacham, who is the General Superintendent of the International Pentecostal Holiness Church and a friend of mine for a long time. And I'm interviewing him today at their general conference. And so tell me, what is happening with International Pentecostal Holiness Church? I know you have missions around the world. You've got Emmanuel College. I could go on and on. But you tell me what's happening with your denomination that my listeners would be interested in.
Steve, thank you. It's a real privilege to be with you again. Thank you for this time. We'll shorten International Pentecostal Holiness Church to IPHC. Ed Stetzer tweeted recently, it's the longest name denomination he knows of, and he's coming to speak here tomorrow. So we go by IPHC Ministries, and the website is iphc.org. We're in 100 countries. There's a real sense of focus and expectation related to, over the last 5 years, of re-identifying who we are. We're a Wesleyan Pentecostal church, rediscovering what holiness means, not as legalism, the rules, you know, although obviously we all believe in biblical boundaries, but you know what I mean about that.
No and, lipstick.
Yeah.
All that
we're
kind
all
of stuff.
Past that. I don't
wear lipstick.
Not usually, but.
Listen, I grew up in a similar
setting. But a little joke right there. We've really gone back to our Wesleyan roots of the emphasis of holiness and God's love. We just heard that over and over again. We just had a big youth conference here. And the speakers, who were international for us, we had an Indian speaker, we had a Turkish speaker, former Muslim. And I mean, they just over and over again talked about the love of God. And for young adults that were in here, there were 1,000-plus young adults, that message really resonated. So we've been sort of rediscovering who we are. We are affirming what God called us out of Isaiah 54. He's called us to be a place of hope. He's called us to be a people of promise. And we have 7 core values. We prayerfully value Scripture. We believe in the Word of God. We prayerfully value Pentecost. We prayerfully value holiness. This year, our focus has been we prayerfully value Christ's kingdom. And that's the theme of this general conference. Next year, we prayerfully value every generation. The next year after that, we prayerfully value justice. And that's important. That's a big, big deal. Because a lot of evangelical and Pentecostal denominations have not been as forward in talking about biblical justice. And the last one is we prayerfully value generosity. And so we've been in a state over 4 years now of defining who we are for the 21st century and for the generation that's going to follow us. The next steps that will be shared on Friday night at this general conference are about, okay, where are we going? And over the last 6 months, there's been a lot of conversation about that. There'll be a lot more about that, articulating church planting, going in the new nations, reaching unreached people groups. This church made a commitment a number of years ago. We're not fighting the Catholics. We're not fighting the Assemblies of God. God, we're going to bless one another. And God's got a harvest for this movement. We got a responsibility to do that. There'll be people who won't know Jesus if we don't do what we're supposed to do.
Well, that's well said. And, you know, having known you now a couple of decades, I know how respected you are by other Christian leaders and how genuine this is, the, you know, this leadership that you're providing your denomination at this time. I want to talk a little bit about the holiness aspect, because that's a word that's a little bit out of vogue.
Yeah.
People don't use it like they did in previous generations, yet it's so important, especially in our culture that's become so decadent.
That's true.
Where anything but holiness, holiness is really a purity before
that's
the
true.
Lord, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then it's how you define what pure is.
Sure.
But I think that the whole church needs to get back. I mean, I've been in settings, and I don't want to get off track too much, but where worship leaders, I'm thinking, you know, in a previous generation, prostitutes would have dressed like that.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's just like the values of the world have just crept in. Not that these ladies were prostitutes, but I mean, with their little spaghetti straps and all this kind of stuff, you know, nobody would have dressed like that. And I know holiness is so much more than that, but talk to me a little bit more about that, because I think this is something that needs to be emphasized in the body of Christ.
You know, when we were crafting the core values, there was conversation. Should we use different terminology? Should, instead of we value Pentecost, say we value spirit life, or, you know, find a different nomenclature for holiness? And I think at the end of the conversation, and that conversation included a lot of our young people, and including international young leaders, we came to the conclusion, this is the name of our movement, we are not going to live ashamed of it. If we're going to claim it, then live it.
Good for you.
And I think part of the reason we were comfortable doing that is, I think there was a general feeling that other than a generation our age, I think you get below 50, maybe, and certainly 40 and 30, they've never even heard the word. They don't know what holiness is. Even our friends in the Wesleyan holiness denominations, like the Nazarenes and others, they recognize the same issue on their college campuses. Their kids have gone to churches where holiness is never even named. I've read scholarly articles by Wesleyan holiness scholars talking about the problems they face. That the problem's not the name anymore. We need to reclaim the name and let's define it scripturally.
And you
so
need
that's
to
what
be,
we're doing.
You need to be proud of your name. I mean, are the Methodists ashamed that they were named after being methodical?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's just their name.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of groups that you could point that to. So, you know, good for you for reestablishing your roots.
And again, we're wanting to make sure, and just I think every generation has a tension, Steve, about how do we reflect that holiness? And, you know, I don't have an easy answer to that. You know, you can read our denominational constitution, which has our manual and sort of how we describe, okay, this defines where we are. And I think some of that is certainly personal in nature. And then some of that obviously is personal in nature. I mean, we have made a commitment as a denomination. Marriage is between one man and one woman. Homosexuality is a sin. We don't have that. We're very public about it. We've made it very clear, our ministers. I mean, we're going to love people. That's a separate issue. We will love people, but we're not doing those kinds of weddings. Our churches are not going to be spots for that. And so there are bigger issues. I think for the evangelical community and Pentecostal community, we've got to at the same time be able to talk about what does corporate holiness mean? And when we get to this issue of justice next year, you know, we got Sammy coming tomorrow night and his great book title about the lamb rather than the elephant or the donkey, that we've got to be able to not articulate justice, whether it's in the area of racial reconciliation or incarceration or whatever the particular issues are, that we're not saying, okay, this political party or that political party is the answer. This is what the Word of God says. And so we're drawing together. We'll be this fall drawing a team of people together. Actually, we're going to start that one well in advance because that's a big, big issue, how to address it. Because I want that to be about the righteousness of God. Care for the poor is a biblical issue. Our racial reconciliation is a biblical issue. The political nuances of it, it seems to me where Pentecostals of all people can hear the voice of the Spirit and let the Spirit navigate us through policy. And how do we find unity together?
Well, thank you for that. And as we wrap up, I'll just let my listeners know that I have a personal connection with your denomination. because in St. Augustine, Florida, where my wife and I have a little getaway, when we're up there on Sunday, we go to the Destiny Church, which is an IPHC church, and we really enjoy it. Good. And so there's just a kind of a personal connection there. So as Bill O'Reilly used to say, I'll give you the last word. What do you think the Lord is saying right now to the IPHC?
I think God is saying to us, we've been taking this time to reaffirm who we are in Scripture and our identity, what God put in our DNA. And the Lord is saying to us, I want you to claim the period 2030 through 2033, which will basically be the 200th anniversary of the resurrection of Jesus, if the Lord tarries. I want you to focus on that. I want you to set clear goals, measurable goals. I want those to be goals that are about outreach and winning the lost, and planting churches and reaching unreached peoples. And that's where we're going.
Amen. Well, thank you, Bishop Beacham, for being with me today on the Strang Report. And thank you to my listeners for tuning in. I'm Steve Strang.
Thank you for listening to the Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.